The Green Herb has an herbal product that is formulated just for you and is just $15.95. Come by the Green Herb, located in Wheat Ridge, Colorado, on the I-70 Frontage Road North, 1 mile west of Kipling, or call 888-765-HERB. That's 888-765-4372. Or go to our website, www.thegreenherb.com, and be sure to listen to The Green Herb Show with Linda and Dr. Cass every Tuesday at 1 o'clock on KHNC.
To bring home the biggest Christmas tree, you better have the right trucks. The Ram lineup, with best-in-class 850 pound-feet of torque, best-in-class 7,320-pound payload, best-in-class towing capacity of up to 30,000 pounds, and best-in-class 25 miles per gallon highway. They're the hardest-working trucks that might just pull off a holiday miracle. Come get some of the best deals of the year at the Ram Big Finish Event. Well-qualified lessees of competitive vehicles get a low-mileage lease on the 2014 Ram 1500 Express Quad Cab 4x4 with a Hemi V8 engine for $199 a month for 27 months with $2,719 due at signing. Tax, title, and license extra. 350, 3500 pickups. Available Cummins diesel. Payload based on available 6.4-liter gas V8. Based on Ram 3500 Tradesman ST regular cab dually when properly equipped. EPA estimated 25 mpg highway based on V6 4x2. Call 1-877-RAM-5722 for details. 25-cent charge for each mile over 22,500. Requires dealer contribution, at least through Chrysler Capital. Residency restrictions apply. Take delivery by 1-6.
Well, good morning, Dr. Stan here, and we have a great program for you this morning. But before we get to our special guest, I want to comment on the control of television. And I watch television because I want to see what the enemy is doing. I remember that 90% or more of all of the TV, radio, printing, publishing, newspaper assets in America are controlled by a very small group of people, covered beautifully in a book which we offer called The New Media Monopoly. It's important people understand you can't believe the media. 60 Minutes I watch every week because I want to know what the enemy is doing. And basically last night on 60 Minutes, they had an interview with a woman named Susan Rice, who is the closest advisor to the President of the United States. She is basically is the person who is with him, lives in the White House, and consults with him on everything he does. And, of course, she was formerly Ambassador to the United Nations. And they did, Leslie Stahl did an interview with her. And yet, of course, in the entire 20 minutes that she was on, they never once mentioned she came from the Trilateral Commission, this little group of 87 people that controls the government, controls both political parties, and makes mockery of everything that goes on. We talk critically about Obama. He is simply doing what he is told to do. If he didn't, they'd send him on a trip to Dallas. And Obama's closest advisor is Susan Rice, who was a member of the Trilateral Commission. And that is why she became the U.N. ambassador. And that's why she now is the closest advisor to the President of the United States. The second was America Declassified last night. Had a program on the assassination of Martin Luther King. And they had two positions, one that James Earl Ray had actually committed the crime, and the other was that he was set up, and there was certainly a conspiracy, and it was another shooter, and they gave both positions, presented them quite well. They had a gentleman named Mr. Perry there, who actually believed that James Earl Ray was innocent. He had represented James Earl Ray as an attorney. He had actually described the other spot and who was there. Who did the shooting? He would not name them because he said, well, he would endanger the lives of the people who had informed him. And it was a very interesting program, almost a fair presentation, except I've interviewed Mr. Perry. We have a 4-CD set on assassination of Martin Luther King. And Perry did a 3 or 4 week trial with over 40 witnesses. Going into the background of the assassination, Mr. Perry was hired by Martin Luther King's family because they didn't believe James Earl Ray killed him. They believe he was killed as part of a government conspiracy. And the 4-week trial, a 3 or 4 week trial, 40 witnesses the jury heard the trial and came to the conclusion the government killed Martin Luther King. The book is available. The story of the background of the trial is available. And yet they spent this 20 minutes, a half an hour on this television program on America Declassified. They had Mr. Perry there, never once mentioned. He had basically gotten a jury of our peers to determine that the government was behind the conspiracy. He even had testimony from people who were involved in the conspiracy. Not one word on American Declassified. Unfortunately, we never get the truth. And that's why I do what I do, trying to bring you the truth. As I say, we have a four-CD set or four-tape set on Martin Luther King and his murder with an interview with Mr. Perry, who was on television last night, and how they could do that whole talk and never once mentioned his book or what he said or what the jury found or when they looked at the evidence. It reflects the degree of control that exists today over what the American people think. Well, let's get to our guest this morning. His name is Donald Wilson. And Donald has some wonderful thoughts on the origins of the concept of liberty, which is the very foundation of America, and points out that most of what you have been told in college, and even what most conservative groups say, just is not true. And so with that as a background, Donald, you pick up this story about your analysis of where our ideas of freedom came from and why most of what the American people believe just is not accurate. Go ahead.
Thank you, Dr. Monteith. Well, basically the problem with what we teach in schools today is that we have accepted a version of history that the English authors have written, and we as Americans don't really think about it, but you can't use English and British interchangeably. And so what's happened is all the contributions made by the other British people, whether they be Scottish or Welsh or, you know, I know the Irish don't like to hear it, but at the time they were considered part of Britain. But there were many people from those countries that made contributions. And in fact, the argument is that they made a much bigger contribution than the English did. So since the English wrote the history books, what we get is this version of history that our Bill of Rights came from the quote-unquote English Bill of Rights in 1689, but it wasn't an English Bill of Rights at all. It was a British Bill of Rights following the Glorious Revolution. And then the English authors, what they did is they take that back to the Magna Carta in 1215. And so what we teach in our schools is this very Anglo-centric version of history that's simply not true. If you look at the way that government developed in the British Isles, England was the most conquered part of the British Isles. First, the Romans came in, and then when the Romans started to lose their power through empire building, then their old mercenaries, the Saxons, came in, and the Saxons conquered England, and then eventually the Normans grew, and the Normans took over England. So what you have in the British Isles is England is the most conquered territory of the British Isles, and they develop a different culture from most of the British people. And you have a very centralized form of government. This form of government ends up, as big governments usually do, in every aspect of your lives. And so they even try and dictate your conscience with God as far as putting together a state church. And everything is under the dictates of the government. Well, that doesn't happen in the British Isles. And many of the immigrants that came here were not English. If you look at England, it was the most powerful empire in the world. Why would those enjoying the excesses of empire in the middle of London suddenly just give that up and head to the backwoods of North America? If you just think about it even slightly, it makes no sense. So what the people who came here were predominantly the Celts. And what you see when the Romans and the Saxons and the Normans come in, you see these Brittonic peoples, they retreat to what the author Russell Kirk calls the Celtic fringe. And so you have the Celtic countries of Devon and Cornwall and Wales and Ireland and Scotland. They take a very different direction than England does, and they keep their clan system and decentralized power and rights of the people, and they reject the idea of a state church that the king...
Hold the thought, we'll be...
Should a natural or man-made disaster hit, do you have the will, the skill, and the gear? Gear up with Preparedness Gear, a full-service store located at I-25 and Highway 52, exit 235, just south of McDonald's. We have your survival needs. Long-term storage, food, water filtration, bulk grains, bug-out bags, survival equipment, and a comprehensive selection of educational books. Visit us online at preparednessgear.com for upcoming classes or call us toll-free at 888-981-9810. That's 888-981-9810. Get your gear on!
The holiday season is meant to be a time of joy. However, when tragedy occurs, it can be the saddest of times. Many traffic fatalities are caused by a drunk driver. Remember the three C's of safety: caution, courtesy, and common sense. Safe and sober driving is everyone's responsibility. That's from El Dorado Mexican Grill at 18984 Country Road 51 in LaSalle. Community integrity is what keeps our area strong, and they're proud to be working with this station to keep the spirit going. They're wishing everyone a joyous and safe new year.
If you're taking 1, 2, 5 or more nutritional supplements, please stop. Simplify your supplementation with Bio Superfood, the most advanced nutritional whole food supplement you can buy. Men, women, children, even Olympic athletes the world over have discovered Bio Superfood from BioAge.com. And now take just one nutritional supplement instead of many. The Bio Superfood formulas are whole food products composed with four of the most nutrient-dense algae found on Earth. Bio Superfood for the brain helps with focus, memory, clarity, and mood. If you can increase brain health, the rest of the body is a no-brainer. Bio Superfood has zero toxicity and is safe for you and your family. Learn more and order your Bio Superfood formulas at BioAge.com, spelled BioAge.com, BioAge.com, or call 877-288-9116. That's 877-288-9116. BioAge, the age of advanced organics.
Well, good morning, Dr. Stan here. Our guest this morning is Donald Wilson, talking about the origins of our concept of liberty. And basically, of course, that it was really not the English people who were intent upon freedom, because they've always had a monarchy, they've always had an authoritarian government. But it was the Celtic people, the Scots and the Irish and the Welsh. And look, you go right ahead, Donald.
Well, what happens in these Celtic countries is everything remains a local decision, which should sound familiar to Americans because that's the system that we adopted. And so even their form of Christianity, when you look in the Celtic countries, what for many centuries was derogatorily called the Celtic Catholic Church, they had an abbey system. What you did is you captured your community for Christ. Everything was local. The Roman Church was built on the bishopric system. And you actually had these Celtic Christians go to the European continent, sending missionaries there to try and say, no, don't serve this power structure, serve Christ instead. So as it comes down through the centuries, you see that in these Celtic countries, everything, military decisions, religion, government, everything is a local decision. And you see people come together and they elect their clan chief, and then eventually the clan chiefs get together and they elect their chief of chiefs. There is no centralized power. There is no top-down government. Well, what happens through the course of history is this becomes not just the way that they live, but it becomes their theory of government. And these people end up coming to the United States by the hundreds of thousands in the early colonies. And they bring with them their traditional form of government, and they bring with them their traditional views of Christianity. And by the time you get to the 1700s, when these people are coming in mass, they've got a university system in Scotland. They're teaching it. They've got a school system in which they're teaching this theory. And so you have this idea of government and what government's place is in relation to liberty. It's well known from top to bottom. We're not talking just a few guys who knew the theory and went to university. We're talking from top to bottom. The people knew this idea. And so there's two big things that happen. In 1603, the English defeat the O'Neills in Ulster, but they don't want to settle there. London's a very nice place to live. So what they do is they tell the Presbyterians in Scotland, if you move there and settle there, we'll quit persecuting you. And a lot of Presbyterians take them up on that. And so what you have in Ulster is what they call the Presbytery of Ulster. Presbyterianism, through the missionary work of the Scots, takes over the whole northern province of Northern Ireland. And then what happens is in 1707, you have a union of the parliaments. And this is a really big deal, because what happens is up until 1707, Scots are aliens to the English. Well, when the English force the union that causes Great Britain, suddenly now they're British citizens and they get the right of immigration. And these people just start flooding into Boston up until about 1725. And then after that, they start coming through Philadelphia, and they populate the southern counties of Pennsylvania, and they spill over, and they go down the wagon trail, and they end up populating Virginia and North Carolina and the inner part of South Carolina. And what happens is you basically have a new Celtic fringe in the United States, where these people have left the persecution of the English in their home countries, and they are now the dominant force in the what used to be the English colonies, which, thanks to the Union of Parliament, are now the British colonies. And so we have a tendency to teach in schools, because the original charter was given to an Englishman by an English king, that everything that happened here was English. Not true at all. And so what you have is somebody no less than Winston Churchill, in his book, The Age of Revolution, he said that there was an influx of these refugees, and they formed a strong English-hating element in their new homes. And so basically what had happened early after the Roman and the Saxon and the Norman invasions then ends up coming here, and you have a new Celtic fringe in this country. So you'll hear a lot of people say things like, well, the Scotch-Irish were the Indian fighters, and you'll hear all these things, but nobody puts all the pieces together to realize this was the majority of the population. They were the ones that went to the backwoods of America just to get away from persecution in Britain. And these people end up outnumbering the English, and they end up taking over the legislature. So when we look at Patrick Henry, when he gave his first big speech, that it was Tarquin, you know, had his Brutus, and Caesar had his Brutus, and let King George, and when he was going to say, let King George have his Patrick Henry, and cries of treason break out, we think of that as a great moment, because that's when Patrick Henry was really standing up to the king, but it signified something way more significant than that, and that is the fact that that was the year that the backwoods people in Virginia, what we would call the Scotch-Irish and the Presbyterians and all the other Celts, they ended up outnumbering the English in the coastal section of Virginia, and they end up taking over the House of Burgesses, and they're now in the majority. And there's a major shift when this happens, and it happens in all the states that these people live in, like North Carolina. And that's where this push for liberty really begins in earnest, because of an ideology that they brought with them after the Union of Parliament. So when you look at what was happening at the time of the Union of Parliaments, the greatest Scottish patriot is a guy named Andrew Fletcher, and he sees what's going to happen. The Scots have had their own kingship, and the English are wanting to take them over. And so he's doing everything he can to prevent England from taking over Scotland. But he also knows that Scotland's a small country that's the poorest in Europe. And there's another danger aside from the English, and that's the fact that at this time, there's a fight going on in continental Europe for what they call the universal monarch. And the monarch of France wants to be ruler of the world, and the monarch of Spain wants to be ruler of the world. But both of them have every intention of taking over the known world and being the universal monarch of the world. And so Fletcher puts together this plan to retain Scottish sovereignty and also at the same time keep this small country from being invaded by the continental powers. And so what he does is he says, how about we have an area of common defense? And again, you see this through the Constitution. That's in the preamble of the Constitution. It says that Scotland will have a militia, Ireland will have a militia, Wales will, and England will, and we will come together in common defense to protect ourselves against any of these would-be continental invaders. And he says that the reason why this is going to work is because the Scottish people have always been armed. That's how we survived through the Danish invasion of 800 and these other things. He said a well-regulated militia and our right to bear arms is always what's kept us free. That's what's going to keep us free now. Well, when you start listening to Fletcher's phraseology, you wonder, well, how is it that we don't teach Fletcher in school? How do we not know these ideas? I mean, these are the very phrases that end up in our Constitution. Well, that's because the English writers have derailed us. If you follow the real path back and you go to 1689 and realize that the Bill of Rights passed in Scotland the same way it did in England, and then you go back and you look that really where you need to end up is in 1320, the Declaration of Arbroath. The English king is murdering and invading in Scotland, and he's trying to take it over, and the nobles in Scotland and the people of Scotland rise up and they say, you have no jurisdiction here. The Pope had given the English king jurisdiction over Scotland, and they send a letter to the Pope, and they say, your guy has no jurisdiction here. All moral authority has been lost. We're no longer going to be subject to this. We're electing Robert the Bruce, our king. Most people don't realize that not every monarch in Europe was not a divine right monarch. So in Scotland, what you have is you have the nobles get together, and because they believe that God created everyone on an equal level, they decide that they have the same moral authority that the Pope does, and they elect Robert the Bruce their king. And it moves forward from there, where you see these people, the authority that they said that they had to elect Robert the Bruce is what they call compact, and that's basically the government version of covenant that exist in the Old Testament. And so they basically say, we're going to make a covenant with God to help us rule ourselves. And that's where the Scottish word compact comes from. And as it comes down to us through the centuries, that's the exact idea that you see that comes to us in the Constitution. So I always ask people, well, if the Constitution wasn't founded by religious people, why do you see right in the preamble that we, the people, do ordain this Constitution? That's a very religious word. It's got, you know, that's what you do to a pastor, as you ordain him. And so even when you look at the words, we the people, the whole idea of compact is that the people come together and compact with themselves to give themselves a form of government that God would allow, and God gave them the right to exercise when he gave them rights through the natural law. That's what you see in our government. And that's what you see when you look at the Declaration of Independence. It's not accidental that the Declaration of Independence, the guy who sat on the Declaration Committee with Jefferson when he wrote it, was the guy that had been the head of Orthodox Presbyterianism in Scotland and came here to teach and lead Princeton University. And his name was John Witherspoon. And there are 11 men at the founding, at the Constitutional Convention that had graduated from Princeton. I would say it's almost impossible to overestimate the influence of John Witherspoon on our Constitution and on the founders. And what he taught all of them was the compact theory that existed in Scotland for centuries, from the Declaration of Arbroath up all the way through the wars between John Knox and Mary, Queen of Scots, all the way down to where these immigrants after 1707 that are flooding into the United States, they're bringing it with them. And then when John Witherspoon gets to Princeton in the later 1700s, he's teaching the men who know theory, who will write the Constitution. They all know it from the theoretical aspect of it, while the people that have come in know it from centuries of cultural tradition. And so really that's the basis of where I look at it. And I say there's nothing in the Anglo tradition that is this idea of compact or that rights come from God. I mean, in the divine right tradition, your rights are given to you and taken from you by the king. And you see that in the Magna Carta. If people really sat down and thought about it, you got to set the Magna Carta in the context of the time. The Crusades, Richard the Lionheart's been off at the Crusades. The English treasury is empty. King John needs money to pay his debt. So what does he do? He goes to the nobles and says, I need you to bail me out. The government's out of money. I guess some things never change. So the government in England is out of money. And the nobles realize they have King John over a barrel. And so they say, hey, you're going to give us some rights if we're going to bail you out of your debt. Well, there's nothing in the American tradition at all that says that our rights come from a man and that our rights could be given to us or taken from us by a man. When you look at the American tradition and the natural law theory that is the basis for our government, God is the giver of rights, and he gave us rights equally to every person, man, woman. That's the Scottish tradition. That's got nothing to do with the divine right tradition of England. And so that's how I looked at that. And when I saw this in school and started reading it, that's how I ended up writing my book.
All right, fine. We'll tell our listeners how to get the book, but I think it's so vitally important, ladies and gentlemen. You understand that American tradition, read it in the Declaration of Independence, our rights come from God. That is why those people who would establish the authoritarian dictatorship in America had wanted to take God out of our schools, and any mention of God or reference to God certainly out of everything having to do with government. Now, so the United States Supreme Court opens every session when the choir comes in and says, you know, God save the United States and this honorable court. And basically every session of Senate begins with a prayer. But we can't mention it in school. Why? Because the people who want a dictatorship have to take away our concept that our freedoms come from God, which was the Scots or Celtic tradition. And that is what is never mentioned today in our society. Well, when we get back, why, we'll take your calls if you have a question. Here at 877-254-7524. But I think Donald has done a great job, and you'll be fascinated. You want to get his book and read it. It's short, concise, but it all gives you the background of this concept that in America, freedom has come not from government, but from God. And once you understand that, then you would understand why the Supreme Court, under Masonic control, because the Masons, believe me, worship a different God. They worship the great architect of the universe, not the God of the Bible. When you understand that, you understand that they were placed into the Supreme Court to take away the divine force of our rights.
Should a natural or man-made disaster hit, do you have the will, the skill, and the gear? Gear up with Preparedness Gear, a full-service store located at I-25 and Highway 52, exit 235, just south of McDonald's. We have your survival needs. Long-term storage, food, water filtration, bulk grains, bug-out bags, survival equipment, and a comprehensive selection of educational books. Visit us online at preparednessgear.com for upcoming classes or call us toll-free at 888-981-9810. That's 888-981-9810. Get your gear on! Tri-Property Management at Greeley asks everyone to get involved in our community this holiday season. Whether it's food for a family in crisis, a toy for a needy child, care packages for military members, or giving the gift of life by giving blood, you can make a difference and directly affect someone's life. Be a part of something great. This message from Tri-Property in Greeley. For a full range of homes or apartments for rent, call 970-352-1025 or visit triplacestolive.com. If you own a firearm, it's important to have proper training. Or if you're considering purchasing a firearm for self-defense, it's important to know the right person to train with. Josh at D&M TAC is a federally licensed firearms dealer, certified NRA instructor with a great firearms training course. Want more confidence with the operation of your firearm or to increase your precision and advance your level of training? This is the place. The hands-on in-depth classroom curriculum includes 4 hours of extensive range practice and basic firearms training, malfunction training, self-defense mindset, concealment training, and more, all at the greatest value in the gun training industry. If you want to learn proper firearm skills the right way, the first time, and want to surpass your current skill level, Josh at D&M TAC has the firearms training course for you. This course also qualifies you to apply for concealed carry permit and for advanced training. Beginner or advanced, tactical or defense, call 720-323-2534. That's 720-323-2534 and ask Josh about your KHNC listener discount. We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, that to secure these rights, governments are instituted among men, deriving their just power from the consent of the governed. This is the America News Network. And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld His glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. John bore witness of Him and cried out, saying, This was He of whom I said, He who comes after me is preferred before me, for He was before me. The Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 14 and 15.
Well, Dr. Stan, I guess this morning, Donald Wilson, if you have a question or comment, our number is 877-254-7524. 877-254-7524. Donald, how can people get a copy of your book? Give it the title of your book and tell them how they can get it, how they can get in touch with your ministry.
Okay, it's St. Andrew's American Revolution is the big title of the book. That's a lot longer. But St. Andrew's American Revolution, you'll be able to find that on Amazon, Barnes & Noble. You should be able to go into any bookstore and get it ordered if you'd like. If people want to contact me, my email address is donaldewilsonbooks@yahoo.com. Again, that's donaldewilsonbooks@yahoo.com. And it will basically be able to go a lot more in depth, because when we're talking about this, we're talking about centuries. So just go look for St. Andrew's American Revolution at any bookstore, and you should be able to find it, at least order it.
And it's an excellent book, and basically it covers this material. And it's important people understand the origins of our freedom and the part that God and belief in God played in the formation of America, which is why those people who would establish the dictatorship here in America had to get God out of the very essence of our society. And by taking it out of school and mention of God and Christianity out of our schools, why they've been gradually to change the attitude of a generation, almost now two generations of our young people, moving us away from God and looking towards the government to provide for us from the cradle to the grave. Oh, they're going to provide our medical care. They're going to provide our retirement for us. Oh, they're going to certainly provide for every aspect of our society. Ladies and gentlemen, that's what they do in secular society, but not in this society where the power was limited so people could be free. Well, Donald, certainly what's happening to our country today is a travesty. We've almost lost sight of the origins of our beliefs, haven't we?
Without a doubt. And I think the point that you just brought up is very pertinent to it, because it's not accidental that for those people that want government to control our lives, it's not accidental that one of the most important tenets of Karl Marx is that religion is the opiate of the masses. If people are strong and they've got their belief in God and they know who they are and where they're going, they don't fear life. They don't need government to protect them from their own lives and from themselves. And one of the things that I think really stands out, there's a movie that came out sometime, I think when I was in high school, it was a Clint Eastwood movie called Tell Rider, and it was about these corporate gold guys that are trying to run all the little gold miners out of business and get them to sell their claims at a cheap price. And so there's a scene in this movie where the corporate guy comes to one of his little terror guys and he says, "How's it going?" And by then Clint Eastwood has come into the camp, and Clint Eastwood's playing a preacher. And the guy says, "Well, there's a preacher in the camp." And the head of this corporate gold company just has a fit. He's like, "A preacher? That's the last thing we need." So, I mean, there are little clues throughout the things in our culture. We just don't put them together anymore because we've bought into this lie that somehow religion doesn't play a role in our life. And when you realize that the Declaration was written and the Constitution were written from the idea of the compact theory that it existed in the covenant ideas of Scotland, not only is it absurd to say that, well, religion doesn't belong in public life, both those documents are inherently religious because of the things that they believe in. When you see Jefferson use the terms nature and nature's God, that comes out of what today in our history books is just a slight reference to this thing called the Scottish Common Sense School. Well, the Scottish Common Sense School has all kinds of books that we don't study anymore. And those phrases are in there, and they're in Algernon Sidney. They're in the Principles of Christian and Moral Philosophy, which was the first great book of the Scottish Common Sense School, written by George Turnbull in 1740. So, yeah, I mean, it's just an absolute lie. I guess there's no other way to say it than that. You know, Paul tells us in Ephesians that we fight not against flesh and blood, but against principalities and powers and rulers of this world, and against the spiritual wickedness that resides in the heavenly realms. And you can see that when you look at our history. You have to be an absolute buffoon to think that God did not play a role in the theory behind the Constitution and the Declaration. It was nothing other than Calvinist Presbyterian theory as it came through Princeton.
And of course, these things are just not taught in our schools, colleges today. And so people have lost sight of where our freedom comes from as a result we're going to continue losing it. And that's why I do what I do, and I'm sure that's why Donald is doing what he's doing, trying to get people to understand that the founders of America believe that our freedoms came from God. And you go read the Declaration of Independence. And so many of the ideas that they put forward in the Declaration by Thomas Jefferson came from this Celtic concept that certainly we hold these two to be self-evident, that all men were created equal and were endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights. That's what it was all about. Our freedom came from God, and that's why they're taking God out of our society as much as they can. They're even taking the Christmas, Christ, out of Christmas today. Notice how the people who control the media are playing down on any real Christian program. And, of course, we bring in all sorts of other types of things now for Christmas. But they're not based in Christmas. They're taking the Christ out of Christmas as they're taking the Christ out of our society. And when they do that, they will destroy America. And it's going to happen unless the good people are willing to stand up, which is why what's happening with this Phil Robertson controversy is so important, showing how the majority of the American people are solidly behind this belief in God. It is simply the people who control the media and A&E and who are certainly totally opposed to any concept that there's any relationship between freedom and God. Well, Donald, what sort of response are you getting from your book and your message as you put it out across America? Donald? Donald, are you there? Well, I hope we haven't lost our connection with Donald. But if you're out there in the listening audience, give us a call. Yes, hello?
Hello?
Yes, go ahead. Do you have a question or comment?
Yes, I do, but it's for the speaker. And that is that I'm reading a book on the conflict between the Huguenots and the, which was really Queen Elizabeth and the Church of England, and the Catholic Church, Mary Queen of Scots, and the Catholics. You know, in the 1500s, this was a huge, they chopped off people's heads and hands, and they would hang their torsos. I mean, it was horrible, and they would do it to each other. Can he talk about that?
Donald, are you there?
You know, the call got dropped, so I came in the middle of that because I had to call back in, and so I heard something about heads and hands and torsos, and that's the only part of the question I heard. Sorry.
Well, go ahead and make your remarks, sir.
Okay. Basically, in the 1500s, the Huguenots and the Catholics were fighting each other in France and England. France was primarily Catholic, and England was primarily Huguenot, Church of England. And
can you hold that thought? We're going to a break. We'll be back in just a moment here. Would you hang on? We'll be back in a moment.
Should a natural or man-made disaster hit, do you have the will, the skill, and the gear? Gear up with Preparedness Gear, a full-service store located at I-25 and Highway 52, exit 235, just south of McDonald's. We have your survival needs. Long-term storage, food, water filtration, bulk grains, bug-out bags, survival equipment, and a comprehensive selection of educational books. Visit us online at preparednessgear.com for upcoming classes, or call us toll-free at 888-981-9810. That's 888-981-9810. Get your gear on!
Square Root Construction is pleased to help support the American Freedom Network by offering a high-quality custom deck construction services. Established in 1990, Square Root Construction has been building high-quality decks and other types of outdoor living projects all along the Northern Front Range. We are licensed, insured, and have all the experience, knowledge, and skills to help you create the outdoor living oasis of your dreams. For your free consultation and no-obligation quote, give Doug a call at 303-517-8742. Or visit us on the web at squarereconstruction.com.
Trace Margaritas in Greeley thanks all the brave men and women in the armed forces who have served our country. To those heroes back home from missions abroad, know that your dedication, selflessness, and courage are appreciated. May God bless America. This message is from Trace Margaritas, 2319 8th Avenue in Greeley. Call 970-378-6662. That's 970-378-6662. offering a 20% discount to veterans and those who served in our armed forces. We, the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, do ordain and establish this Constitution for the United States of America.
Well, Dr. Stan back here, and we actually had a caller calling in. I hope she's still with us, talking about certainly the conflict certainly within England between those people who espouse the Catholic faith and then, of course, the traditional English, which is more Protestant. But go right ahead. You want to repeat your question again?
Well, maybe he understands that. He knows the conflict between the Catholics and, well, basically between Rome and the English sovereignty. So could you discuss that, about how that conflict got resolved and what came out of that? Because what he said is what we don't even know about. It's appalling that the public school system doesn't have anything to do with this.
Donald, are you there?
Yeah, I'm not sure when the first part of the call, when I got in there, it was Huguenots and the Catholic Church, so I'll try to answer it, and if that's not the question you were asking, I guess we can revisit
it.
But, okay. Basically, the shortcut I give to people, when you look at the Scotch-Irish when they came over here, they came out of Northern Ireland, and the people that come out of Northern Ireland are not just racially Scots. They're your French Huguenots. They're your Scottish Presbyterians, your Welsh Baptists, your Swiss Calvinist, and your Dutch Calvinist. Basically, what's going on in Europe at this time is an attempt to exterminate anybody who doesn't believe in the state church, an attempt to exterminate specifically the Calvinists, because John Calvin's people come out against the idea of a state church. And so if you look at the people that came to this country, the way that I explain it is Scottish Presbyterian is Gaelic for Calvinist. Huguenot is French for Calvinist. Swiss and Dutch Calvinist, hopefully, are self-explanatory. Congregationalist is English for Calvinist. The reason why most people don't realize that Presbyterian and Congregationalist have nothing to do with theology. The theology of those two churches was Calvinism. But what happens in Scotland, where you have the nobles support this idea that their rights come from God, the lords of the congregation and others, they are the ones who control the country. That's how Mary, Queen of Scots, is expelled from the country. And so since the nobles support the people and the idea of what they call the true religion, presbyteries can pop up. And so that's a form of church government that's a local control. Well, in England, where your divine right monarch is way more powerful than the Scottish monarch who rules by compact and the will of the people, there you have no ability to set up a wide-ranging Presbyterian church government, and so you have to rule by congregation, and that's where you get the word congregationalism. And so when you look at the Huguenots and what's happening in England and everything else, you're really just basically looking at the attempt of the Roman Church to exterminate the Calvinist people. And so that's why when they come here, regardless of what their ethnicity is, when they come here, the very First Amendment to the Bill of Rights is no state church. And that's strictly what the First Amendment is. All these people that come out try and say, well, it might be an endorsement of religion, or they've done nothing to that. There's no state church, period, because when you look at what happened, the state churches were always a way for government to take over religion. Look at the establishment of the Anglican Church. It's because Henry VIII wanted divorce. It had nothing to do with serving God. If you look at the Episcopal Church, that's exactly what happened in Scotland, is that because the king could not control something that was as devolved in power as the Presbyterian Church, he tried to force the Episcopalian Church on the Scots, and he declared that the Episcopalian Church was the state church of Scotland. Well, the people of Scotland didn't want to be Episcopalians. And so there's a long, bloody history there of the English trying to force the the Episcopal Church, which was basically supposed to be the Scottish version of the Anglican Church, trying to force them on on Scotland. And then that's what you see with the Huguenots in France, is that the Catholic Church is controlled by the government there. And they want to put down the Huguenots, and they start murdering the Huguenots. And you see this across Europe, where the government gets involved with the church, and then the state church tries to stamp out true Christianity. And I don't know if that answers your question or if you have a follow-up. I hope I answered your question.
That gave me so much more than my question, even because I didn't understand the bigger picture. I really appreciate that. Do you have TVs or DVDs?
I haven't gotten that far yet. I just got my book published a couple of months ago, so there are some people pushing me to do some YouTube videos as a way to promote my book, but I don't have them done yet.
Okay, and does the Freemasonry have anything to do with this whole stuff?
You know, I called back in on my cell phone, so I did who have?
The Freemasonry.
Oh, you mean in establishing the country?
No, in establishing the religion and the conflict and like that.
It's the part that they played in basically undermining the traditional Protestant or the concepts of our country.
Well, what I have found is there's always groups that want to claim credit for lots of things. So I know what a lot of the Freemasons say. I have a neighbor who's one. I don't necessarily buy into that interpretation of these people. When you look at what they taught and how far it goes back, I don't think that they had a lot to do with it. And here's why. Let's say there was a large Masonry membership, and I'm a little rusty on this, so forgive me if I don't get the dates exactly right, but there was an incident in the 1840s, because I'm one of these kids that in history class somebody would say something, I'm like, but why? You know, why does John Locke mention Robert Filmer on the first page of his book? And one of those things is, if you look in the 1800s, there was an anti-Mason party in the United States. I'm like, well, why did that form? Well, there were a lot of people that thought at one time that Freemasonry was kind of like what we think of Kiwanis or Elks, that it was this good thing that you did public service through. Well, when some of the rituals and things got out, there was a guy, and I want to say Captain Morgan, so I hope I'm not just thinking of rum, but there was a guy that was murdered and dropped to the bottom of a lake, and everything came unglued at that point, and that was the source of the anti-Mason party in the United States, because people realized what's going on here, and you had whole Masonry lodges closed. I think you lost, and considering how many people were in the United States this time, I think they lost like a million members. So the people, even back then, if there were these lodges and these things, the people were still moral first, and they didn't view Freemasonry as the way some of the people do now. So I don't usually really get into that, but no, I think it's very clear when you look at compact ideology and what was taught. I think you're looking straight at the Protestant movement.
All right, we're out of time. God bless. Thanks very much, Donald, and thank you very much for your call. Bye-bye.
The skill and the gear. Gear up with Preparedness Gear, a full-service store located at I-25 and Highway 52, exit 235, just south of McDonald's. We have your survival needs. Long-term storage, food, water filtration, bulk grains, bug-out bags, survival equipment, and a comprehensive selection of educational books. Visit us online at preparednessgear.com for upcoming classes, or call us toll-free at 888-981-9810. That's 888-981-9810. Get your gear on! Great Plains Power has been providing reliable electrical power systems in the Rocky Mountain area since 1992. Our systems rely on the sun to help make you self-reliant for your power needs. Solar energy can be scaled to fit any situation, from complete power independence to backup power for the short term. Our expertise focuses on standalone power, but we have extensive experience with utility interactive systems as well. Custom tailored capabilities as modest as emergency lighting all the way to commercial scale power. Great Plains Power is a full service company. We service everything we sell. We provide and design turnkey packages, custom design system, and parts for do-it-yourself. With more than 20 years of specialized experience at your disposal, let us know what your power concerns or goals are. Reach us by phone or the internet. call 303-239-9963. That's 303-239-9963. Or go to greatplainssolar.com.
Article 4. The right of the people to be secure in their persons, houses, papers, and effects against unreasonable searches and seizures shall not be violated. And no warrant shall be issued but upon probable cause, supported by oath or affirmation, and particularly describing the places to be searched and the persons or things to be seized.
Well, Dr. Stan here, and I hope you enjoyed our guest this morning. I think his information is accurate. I think that the concept, certainly, of our freedom came more from the Scots and the Welsh and the Irish than from the English that always had a king. And, of course, the whole idea of America was that our freedoms did not come from the king. They came from God. And we were to limit the power of government so men could be free. And basically, matters dealing with life, liberty, and property were to be taken care of at the local level. Matters dealing with religion were to be taken care of at the local level. And when we first established this country, the majority of the states had a state religion, whether it be Huguenot or whether it be Presbyterian or Congregational or Episcopalian. And gradually, the states evolved to allowing every type of religion to be there. But we were never to have a national religion, nor was the federal government to have anything to do with religion, because they knew that, of course, if you could destroy belief in God, why then you'd be able to have a dictatorship. Now, we do have, certainly, we talked earlier about Martin Luther King and his assassination. We have a great four-CD or four-tape set on Martin Luther King and his assassination. He was assassinated. Well, because he wanted to get out of Vietnam, because he was becoming too important a figure in our government. Suddenly, people were supporting him, both black and white. And so they had to kill Martin Luther King, and they did. And they said if James Earl Ray to do it, and the real criminal had never been convicted, any more than the person who really killed Bobby Kennedy or Jack Kennedy, for that matter. Certainly, he wasn't shot by Lee Harvey Oswald. He was simply a patsy, and that's why they immediately had James Earl Ray kill him, and James Earl Ray did that because he was told by the mafia that if he did not kill Lee Harvey Oswald, he and his entire family would be tortured to death. And certainly James Earl Ray knew that they were telling the truth. But that's another story. We have several force tape sets on the assassination of President Kennedy. And all of these we have because we think it's important that you have access to the information you're not going to get through the controlled media. And the media in the United States is rigidly controlled so they can utilize the financial and military power of the United States to bring about the one world government. How do we understand what's going on? You need to get my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, to understand who rules America today and is using our financial and military power to bring about a one-world government, a one-world financial system, and to destroy Christianity, because that's the essence of everything going on today, and that's why they're taking Christ out of Christmas, and that's why you need to help us get the information out. If you're in a position to support the Radio Liberty organization, certainly we are, certainly, basically something we've set up ourselves.